88.5 KCSN Sky Daniels, and we're joined by Elle King. Welcome to KCSN.
Hi, thank you for having me.
It's, you know, I was telling the folks from your label, and of course Adrian from your label knows the story, at South by Southwest, we were hanging out, and he says, you know, there's an artist, I'd like you to come see with me. And it wasn't a high pressure thing. It was just like, you know, I really think there's something here. Would you mind coming to see it? And I could tell he was being sincere, so I went with him, and I was really floored. I just loved everything about your show, the voice, the songs, your onstage persona. So when I heard that the album, you know, the EP first was coming and that you were going to come by, mm-hmm. I was very excited. And that's genuine.
Thank you.
Okay, now that we've got all the patronizing out of the way, as we're hearing today, and it even extends beyond the banjo and guitar, you also play piano. You play a variety of instruments, yeah?
I do. Well, I know a little about a lot of things.
It'll serve you well in this business.
I think so. And I play a bunch of things because I get bored easily. And so I like to switch so I never feel like I'm too comfortable. And I can only get better at something. So I try to keep a lot of things in my hands.
Now, I'll leave that one alone for a moment. Where did your interest in music? Now, I understand your stepfather was a musician.
Yeah, my stepdad, he raised me. So I grew up with him playing electric guitar and singing and, you know, really loud in a really loud band. And I wanted to be just like him. And so he still has the best record collection I've ever seen. And so he always knew when I touched anything because he alphabetized them and he categorized them. And I would come up with like little muddy hands.
You didn't have the sleeve
hands.
In right.
Yeah, okay, like, right. It would be backwards right. And like, I don't know. And so he basically was like, listen, this is the music that you and your friends are listening to. No. You're going to listen to this music. And so I fought it at first.
Sure.
And then I got on board. And thank you, Justin Tessa. Thank you, Daddy.
So you really then did start to, I guess at some point, listening to it wasn't enough, but you wanted to sing and play.
Right. So he got one of his best friends, Joachim Kearns, who's an incredible musician. They were in a band together and they've grown up together. He was like, hey, man, come teach my kid guitar. And he was like, well, I can't teach you how to read music, but if you give me a list of songs you want to learn, I'll teach you how to play them. And so I was like, I want to learn Otis Redding songs and Yeah, Yeah, Yeahs and everything and Donna's and Runaways. And so he taught me all these songs. And I would just practice, and he was really handsome, so of course I'd practice, you know.
Oh, sure.
And
added incentive.
And I learned all these songs, and once I learned to like sing and play at the same time, which took me like a year. I forget that you can't do that at first, and I kind of started writing like joke songs to make my mom laugh around the house, and then I started getting dumped, so I started writing like heartbreaking songs, and then I started getting angry about, you know, stupid relationships with boys, and I started writing mean breakup songs, and girls were like, yeah, like, I feel that way too, and so I was like, all right, so
this emotions thing, I'm on to something.
But yeah, I mean, I've had people come up to me after a show like crying and be like, I know how you feel. And it's like, yes. I'm Elle King and this is Good to Be a Man.
It's good to be a man these days. Don't have no conscience about my evil ways. Don't ever feel bad for the awful things I say. It's good to be a man these days. To be a man will be serene. Drinking beer till I get mean. Chewing tobacco, kissing girls that life's a dream. Cheating man.
It's as if you're a bluesy Bette Midler, because you work.
That's awesome, by the way. Thank you.
Well, but it's just you work so much, you know, humor and, yes, pathos. You know, from one minute you got me laughing my ass off, and then you'll go into just a tear-jerking, heartbreaking song. And your shows are that roller coaster ride of emotions and, yeah. and your songs. And you do know how to work a crowd.
Well, I have to say, I absolutely love being on stage. It's really fun, and I really enjoy entertaining people. And there's no better feeling than making someone laugh or pulling out an emotion of somebody that they, you know, haven't felt until they hear something. And because I'm really moved by music. Like, I get chills, like, thinking about, like, you know, last night I went and saw Alabama Shakes, and I swear she was preaching, you know, mm-hmm. and it moves me to see people who are so good at what they do. And so I try my best when I'm on stage to, I mean, I'm just myself, and I feel like I'm telling stories, and I want to make people laugh. And I mean, I don't want to make people cry, but I, when I play, you know, my sad songs, which I wrote in really hard times in my life, I really feel how I felt. You know, and sometimes it's hard for me. That's why I don't really look at people when I'm singing, because I don't want them to see that, like, oh, like, I'm sad too about it, you know?
Right.
And so, I mean, I'm glad, though. I want people to feel emotions when they come to my shows, whether happy or sad, all of them, because it is. It's like, hey, like, this is my diary, you know? But I hope people laugh more than they feel
well,
sad.
Well, and you had, you know, you seem to have an ability to at once be vulnerable and honest, and at the same time be self-effacing, to where you know you don't want to make the people uncomfortable in the audience.
Oh,
but
no.
There is that moment of, well, we are really feeling this together, so no sense hiding from it.
Well, I mean, I'm definitely a terrible person a lot of the time. So I also feel like I look at the bad parts of my life, and I kind of laugh about them, you know, like some of the worst things that have happened to me. Like, if I can't laugh about them, then I ain't going nowhere. You know what I'm saying? And I learned that from my family. You know, we've had a lot of things happen to us. My grandmother had a stroke 10 years ago, and it affected the speech part of her brain, so she has her own language, and we laugh about it. You know, and that has taught me so much, because it's like things are gonna continue to happen to me, and there's going to be rough things, but just like you can't have night without day, you can't have great feelings without feeling crappy. So it's like I laugh about things, and I want people around me to laugh too, you know? So it's good. This is my version of Cocaine Carolina.
Every morning you wake up alone, just the
You have showbiz people in your family. Do you know what you're getting into, and is it something that, you know, you're ready to go gung-ho into?
It's actually very strange because I kind of did grow up in some parts of this industry, and I saw a lot of things, and I don't know. For the past few years, I kind of was like, if I don't make it as a musician, I don't know what I'm gonna do. Like, I all I do is play music, right, and make things, and so I don't know. I've never been happier than being this busy and getting to play these shows and play for people and travel all around the world. And I mean, within the past 5 months, my life has changed completely.
Right.
And I mean, as much as I miss my dog at home, like, this is awesome and this is what I want to do. And I really feel like the luckiest person. And I don't know when people are going to realize that I'm an idiot kid who just can stand on stage and sing. Please don't find that out. Nobody out there, please don't tell.
Yeah, we'll edit this out of the interview.
But
we won't reveal that secret.
I really want to do this, you know, and I see people that I respect out there, and they're doing it, and they're, you know, kicking butt, and they're not complaining. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, it's hard. Like, sometimes I don't sleep, but I'll sleep when I'm dead, you know. And yeah, I'm gonna get on flights and play anywhere and all over, and I really want to do this, and it's so fun.
Who are some of the, you've mentioned some of the artists that in your past you went through a litany of artists, which sounded like our playlist, by the way. Otis Redding, Yeah, 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 mm-hmm. It's Runaways. Who are some of the artists that as you grow as a vocalist, you really, you know, study, you know, you're inspired by and pay attention to?
Lately, I literally cannot stop listening to Etta James. I just, she can sing. Her vocal runs are immaculate. And I mean, I literally will rewind certain parts of songs and just listen to them over and over and over again. Try to do them, be nothing close to them. And I really do sometimes just like, I can't listen to music and do other things sometimes because I have to just like sit down and listen to it. So I've been listening to Etta, all the old greats. You know, I'm not too great on new musicians. Brittany from Alabama Shakes is right. Probably one of the biggest goddesses to me right now. I love her. She's beautiful, and she commands a crowd like nobody's business. But I still listen to, you know, Al Green and Otis Redding, mm-hmm. and, you know, Aretha. Like, come on. Those are the people that I study. And it's strange because I don't really play music like that, but you can hear the influence in right. my voice. And that's what I grew up listening to, and that's what I still listen to. And if I hear a new band and I like them, I'm total diehard fan, but it's hard because I'm so drawn back to this.
Yeah, you have that respect for, and you have a voice that lends itself to those traditional soul blues type songs, and why not take it? And frankly, now we're starting to see a I wouldn't say a revival of interest, but a spike in interest, you know, in the music. And you've mentioned, you know, an artist in the Alabama Shakes that are really true to the core. And there's more out there, so it is becoming appreciated again. I won't mention the female vocalist that everyone mentions, mm-hmm. but
oh,
nonetheless,
I mean,
she's got a feeling for the true greats.
Well, the thing is that her first album, it totally, and of course we're talking about Adele, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so her first album, I listen to it religiously because she's just got so much emotion in her mm-hmm. voice, and she's and that's why she's the best singer in the world, you know, and because people feel something when right. they listen to her. And that's something that's, I think, kind of lost today. Yeah, you can dance to music, but something that makes you stop and like brings tears to your eyes, that's what music is for. It's to pull emotion out of you. And that's why she's so incredible. And I have, of course, she's a huge influence on me. She's amazing. And she paves the way for a woman to just come out and sing songs about what they're going through. And that's how, those are the women that's what Etta James and Aretha Franklin did. And that's what Adele does. And that's what Brittany from Alabama Shakes is doing. And that's what I want to do.
Right.
So it's wonderful that people are respecting women like that now. It's awesome. This is a song called I Told You I Was Mean.
Mm-hmm.
I have better things to do. Now you're on the road with your painful load, and the words I spoke left your big heart broken. It ain't no use to bother, because love is for the poor. So I left you knocking outside my front door. You knew what this was. I don't want you anymore. Warned you before. I warned you before. Well, I could have sworn I told you I was me. Dumb, 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 dumb. You were a sweet old thing, and I was lonely, so I let you hold me for limited time only. You see, you're nothing to me, 'cause I'll always be a bad, bad seed. And because love is for the poor. So I left you knocking outside my front door. You knew what this was. Don't want you anymore. Warned you before. Warned you before. Well, I could have sworn I told you I was me. Dumb, 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 dumb. I'm just a mean old thing. Dum da dum, dum dum. Ain't no use to bother, because love is for the poor. So cut out your knocking, 'cause I will never come. I will never come to the door. Just a mean old thing. Dum da dum. Dum dum.
Next month we're going on tour with Dropkick Murphys. And so we keep touring. And then in between there we're playing, you know, couple different cities, and which I wish I could tell you. I rarely know which city I'm in. I think we're in LA today.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, we're in the Valley, right?
Yeah.
Whoop whoop, Valley. I lived out here for 2 weeks.
Really? 2 weeks?
In the Valley. I left after 2 weeks.
Well, you saw how hot it was today.
Yeah, somebody tried to break in our window with a wrench.
Oh, that's no good.
Yeah, but there were some crazy parties. It was fun. Really hot. There was no grass in our backyard.
No, that's optional.
But we're gonna keep touring. Still trying to make the album when we can get producers and everything and get in a room. And I just want to play for people right now. I'm not in a rush to make the record because if you rush it, it's like gonna not be the best. And it's my first one. It's like my baby. Yeah. So it's like I'm gonna take my time with this. So. Just playing as much as we can. Oh, we got Letterman next week.
That's good.
That's really exciting.
It won't be hot playing that gig.
That's what everyone says. It's going to be freezing.
I think he keeps it at like 60 degrees.
Cool. I got a camouflage onesie.
Yeah.
I can bring.
Yeah, you're going to need it. It's really cold in the Ed Sullivan Theater.
That's
really
crazy. Cool. I'm psyched.
Who wouldn't be psyched? And look, we're glad you came to KCSN, and we need to have you come back.
Of course.
Because this will be, as you see, it's a pretty big place, and you can crash here if you need to.
Thank you. That's awesome.
And we're air-conditioned.
You guys are. I can just take one of these things off the wall and sleep on it, right?
That's right.
They look comfy. Absolutely.
Pull it down.
Yep, that's totally good. That's good.
It acts as a futon, no problem. It's El King, everybody, on 88.5 KCSN. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
You got it.